Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, aka without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Taboo Podcast. I am pumped to be here with Joe and, drumroll, Ginger. She is one of our Taboo Institute students and she's going to be joining us today to share a bit about her experience, the work she does in the world, and some other magical tidbits that we don't even know that she's going to share, because usually these episodes are very free flowing and whatever comes through, comes through. So Ginger, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you. And can you just take a moment to introduce your fine self and let people know a little bit about you, the work that you do, who you work with, anything in that arena?
Yeah. So I'm Ginger Cole. I currently am going by a cosmic transformation coach, but I feel like my title doesn't quite do justice to what I do. So I'm pretty broad spectrum, multi-dimensional, multi-passionate, crazy creative coach. I love to work with creatives and intuitive entrepreneurs. I wasn't originally working with coaches and other entrepreneurs, but I fell into that because I found that a lot of people that were coming to me were in the entrepreneurial stages of moving their creativity from just purely hobby creation to wanting to bring it into the world as something they're doing epically, change the world. So that's kind of where I like to focus. I like to focus with creative and intuitive entrepreneurs. But you don't have to be an entrepreneur to work with me either. I do a lot of work with energy, but not in a stereotypical way. Everything I do is with a twist. And so I like to just put a little tweak on everything that I do. So one of the things that I love to do is energy hacking. I love to look at our energy profiles and our energy systems as a kind of energetic DNA. And I look at the stories that people are holding on to, the beliefs, the things that have kind of been thrust at them, that they're wearing, that isn't really them. It's just kind of who they had to be, who they should be, all of these things that kind of were piled on them as the narrow scope of who they were supposed to show up as in the world, based on outside sources. And I like to get into that internal coding and look at it like a glitch in the program. And so what I really love to do is to get into people's cosmic coding. So what I mean by that is astrology, numerology, Enneagram. We do tarot archetyping. I do human design and gene keys and all of these yummy, delicious pieces that are beautiful tools that people like to use individually, but I take them all together in a big, gigantic blueprint. And then I overlay that with this magical concoction that somehow landed in my lap. I did a lot of work with the chakra system, and I have moved out of calling it chakras, because the way that I work with that energy is not necessarily the traditional tantric way of working with that energy, but it's not the new agey, like spiral colors either. It's kind of my own way of looking at it. I look at it in terms of like vibration and frequency. And so I like to weave in a little science there too. And so really looking at the quantum aspects of these energetic frequencies, these seven core frequencies. And I refer to this as the source signature. And basically what this is, if we look at it, it's an overlay of this beautiful frequency that you carry as an individual, that everyone carries as an individual, that is strongest in one energetic perspective or one energetic frequency. So everybody is different in one of the seven core frequencies. There are many people, millions of people worldwide that might carry the green frequency, but that overlays on top of all these other beautiful cosmic codes that you have to give it a flavor and to give it a unique perspective. And I like to use myself as an example. I'm a Capricorn, but I'm a super bubbly Capricorn, and I never ever really like identified with that Capricorn boss bee energy. That was never really like the thing that I identified with. I didn't feel like this like super like CEO hard like energy that kind of goes with that Capricorn. But when I look at the Capricorn through my yellow source signature, what I get is this leadership of inspiration and curiosity and leading people down the rabbit hole of exploration. And so it gives it that beautiful flavor of the third chakra of the solar plexus, and that nurturing and that ambition and the drive and the willpower and the choice and the personal power. And so how I look as a Capricorn is entirely different as someone on the red spectrum or the orange spectrum that has like different traits and different flavors. And so when I do someone's blueprint or full charting, they get to see all of these pieces, and then we get to weave them all into one big picture with that source signature. And so instead of getting the generalized astrology chart and the generalized numerology chart and the generalized and all these little pieces that are separate, that source signature acts like a web that ties it all together in this beautiful picture of this inherent cosmic coding that isn't who the person is, but how they are in the world and how they get to show up and how they're coded to really expand themselves in the world. And so a lot of what I do takes a lot of the principles that I've learned here in the taboo and that I've been able to incorporate into this process that has expanded that even more to tap into some of the magical things that we learn here. So yeah, it's getting real juicy up in here.
It is so juicy. And I love how you weave them all together and speak to it like a web, because that was sort of like the visual that gets created in my mind, at least. And so that makes total sense to me. And you are one of those types of people who you came to Taboo with a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of skill sets and tools and all that. And so I'm curious, because I know that we have other people like you inside of Taboo, or people who are looking at it and wondering like, is this for me or is this not for me? Why did you ultimately join when you do have such an incredible skill set and you're already doing things a very unique way? I would be curious to hear a little bit more about why the hell you said yes to this journey.
So this is one of my favorite things to talk about, because I talk about this to literally everybody I meet, because this is the question that I get from some of the other students in the Taboo. Who are like, wow, you've been doing this thing and like you have all these things. And so like, just to give a little perspective of that, like I came into I went to school, I did the whole thing, you know, like I did what I was supposed to do, right? And I have a bachelor's in psychology, and I went and got a master's degree in psych and teaching and learning for sensory integration. And so learning how to work with sensory systems and neurodivergency and things like this. And so I worked in that field for a long time and working mostly with children, but some adults as well in the school systems and things. And I didn't like it. I didn't like how what I was seeing. I didn't like how it was being run because it felt very boxed in and everything felt very conditioned. And like, this is how you have to be. This is how you have to show up. This is blah, blah, blah. And to back up, to rewind a little further in my timeline, I grew up with this pull to the woo. Like I was pulled to magic. I knew from a very early age that I was an intuitive, a witch, you know, whatever title feels good. You know, I knew that I had this inherent connection to source and that there was a bigger purpose and that, you know, I was meant to bring magic and I was meant to embody magic. And I knew that. And I got pulled away from that big time by, you know, family and significant others, just kind of like trying to fit me into this box of like not being too out there, not being too much. And so I did that for a while. I fit myself into boxes for a while and it was very uncomfortable and it was very unhappy. And so I found my way back to my magic after having my daughter. And I like to say it like burst open my root chakra and it got me back to my core and it got me back to this space of like, no, like I need to embody myself because I don't want my daughter to grow up thinking she has to be what everybody wants her to be. I want her to see me being fully embodied so she can be fully embodied. And so it was that like, you know, that karmic nonsense breaker kind of vibe. And so fast forward now, and I went through a whole bunch of crap and finally got to the space where I was introduced to the taboo. And this was like a year and a half ago now. I believe that what initially pulled me in was seeing an advertisement on Facebook for Taboo Prep School. I saw an ad for Taboo Prep School and it looked really cool. And I was like, ooh, it's like the Hogwarts of like coaching. Ooh, I love this. And so I started looking into it and I'm like, well, I don't know. I've invested in about a million things because after I got my degrees, I also got certified as a master holistic health coach. I also got certified as a Reiki master and teacher. I also am certified in pregnancy and breastfeeding support. I'm also, you know, like it's, I'm also certified in NLP. I'm also certified in hypnotherapy. And so I have a lot of background, but I was having a lot of trouble pulling it all together. And this has been the story of my life. I have this piece of me that's like this intellectual, like sciencey nerd that like loves being in my brain space and being all academic. And this other side of me that's like dance on the tables, bubbly, like loud as heck, let's get the party started, party don't start till I walk in kind of personality.
Amazing.
And so, and so I'm like, how do I marry these two things? And what ended up happening my whole entire life is I would swing this wide pendulum from one end to the other. I would like be super, super intellectual and like focused, and then I would get bored. And then I would swing way over into party girl status. And I would do that for a while until people got on me about it enough to for me to care. And then I'd swing back and I just keep doing this. And so when I saw the taboo, I'm like, ooh, this is cool. And of course my wind and chaos got the better of me. And I was like, oh, I need something else to learn. And so, so I was like, okay, well, let's check out this taboo. Let's check out this Lexi D'Angelo. What has this got to do? And so the more I looked into it, the more seriously I was like, oh, wait, hold on, wait. So I putted around for that. And then there was like a free workshop. I think it was the Standout Sold Out Practitioner workshop. And I hopped into that and I loved it. And I was like, ooh, okay, now I'm going to dabble. And so I just kept watching out for everything that Taboo put out. And I would just like grab any free resource as if like I wasn't already convinced of the value, because y'all over deliver on everything. But like I just kept digging and digging. Then finally I said yes to prep school, because I was in a space where I had already been approached about certification, and I was like, I don't need another certification. I'm so certified. It's ridiculous. I really don't need that. I can't afford it. Like that whole song and dance. And so I did the Taboo prep school. I started watching the things that inevitably every single time, and I had been struggling with my business for a while. I was doing real good right after my daughter was born, and then tragedy hit our family. Went through some stuff and I had to back off completely. I dropped my business. I dropped everything I was doing. And it broke my heart, but I wasn't there. I wasn't in it. I was done. And I felt like I needed to just stop. So then this spark got relit in me from the Taboo. And I was like, okay, now I need to really like buckle down, because I really want this for my life. This is what I want. This is my mission. Like I need to get back on track. And so I went to every free resource, like I said, I could, and inevitably after every single one, I would have this big bang and I would put all this stuff out and like people would devour it. And I was like, okay, wait, I can do this. And then it would slide back and I would get like, oh, maybe not. And then I would take some other thing from the Taboo, or like I'd tap into the resource again. And then I would have this big, like inspired thing, and like I would get clients and then it would drop off again. And so then after that workshop, Niche had reached out to me and she had said, hey, you know, like you should really do the certification. I'm like, yeah, but, and I hadn't been hot around. And she's like, well, I'm going to put you in a private boxer group and I'm going to let you like hang out with the other people that were in this workshop that are mulling around doing this. And I was like, okay. And then the fall cohort came and went and I was like, no, it's not the time. I'm not going to do it. Money is tight, yada, yada. And so it just kept like keeping me alive that like, this is my next step. I need to do this. I couldn't explain it. It was a huge investment. I felt like I wasn't ready for it. I felt like it was a major risk with where our family was and everything. And I was like, I can't, but I want to. And so I hung out and I was a total lurker in that Voxer chat. And just like, I was like acting like I was gonna do it in the spring, but I like had in my head, like, I can't do it, but I'm gonna hang out. I'm gonna like lurk and see what I can find for inspiration. And then the spring cohort was quickly approaching, and the immersion took place. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. It was a small investment and I did it. And I was like, I can do this. This is something I can do. And I had already been in the prep school. And so I was like, I'm going to do this too. And by the end of it, I was like already getting clients just from those 3 days. And I'm like, all right, universe. Like, so my husband had actually been out of town like the whole week. And there was like that, you know, the doors are closing for the spring cohort. Like, this is it. And I was like, I called him while he was at the airport. I was like, listen, I'm going to say something really outlandish to you. I just want you to listen and look. And I gave him the whole spiel that I just gave you and was like, I need to do this. I need to do this. And I'm telling you right now, I know we don't have it, but I'm going to do it on me. I'm going to take like radical responsibility for this. I'm going to own this. I'm investing and I am going to make this ROI. Like, if you give me the go ahead, if you believe in me, if you say you believe in me, I'm doing this. Even if you don't say you're believing in me, I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm doing it. And he was like, you know, I'm this, but you have my support. And so that was all it took. I got on Instagram with Lexi. I was like, look, this is what's happening. Extend my window like 5 seconds so I can log in here. And so I'm like rushing through this process of like filling out the intake form and everything. And I hit the mark like 5 seconds before it closed out. And I was like, whew. And I don't think I ever felt so much relief in my entire life. In my entire life, because I had finally just done the thing that my soul had been aching for. And when one of the girls in the cohort said, "Thank God you joined us. I'm so excited. You're so amazing. But I have to ask, why? Why did you do this when you're so, when you have all this other stuff?" And I'm like, I did this for the community. This community, hands down, is otherworldly. Like the power and the beauty and the inspiration, the empowerment, and just the radical support that comes from this community. It is like this ball of like gold, glittery, fabulous energy that is so delicious and so supportive and so magical. And like, I cannot stress how important that is to me, because my whole life I have felt without a community. And not many people believe that because I'm so outgoing and energetic. And it's like, yeah, well, I can make friends easily, quote unquote friends. I can make acquaintances. I can meet people and socialize. I'm a social butterfly. I love meeting people, but it's that spark meet, you know, and we spark and then we never talk to each other again. And that deep connection, you know, of having that support and having that place that feels like home and that feels like, you know, these are my people. This is my squad. Like, this is my home. And I cannot stress enough the difference that this community makes. Like, I have been in other programs. I have invested in other things. And I have never, even in groups and communities, like online, in person, it doesn't matter. Nothing comes close to the support and to the family vibe that happens here in the Taboo. Like, this is the space where I get to be my most self. And this is the space where I feel like I can expand as big as I want to expand. And I am held and I am witnessed and I am seen. And like, through that, I have seen myself open up at home, because I have, I'm going to start crying. I have a lot of trauma history. I'm like an 8 on the ACE scale. So I have a lot of trauma history. It's deep stuff. And it's painful. And so I'm very guarded with my emotions, even to myself. I've held back from showing up as my full self for my whole life. And that's confusing to people sometimes, because the pendulum swing, they're like, who are you actually? And so this is the first space where I have felt able to really explore that. It's the first place where I felt safe to really open up and explore me and explore all of the things that go into me. And I have been able to personally heal and expand myself so much, to like up level so much, not just as a professional with all of the tools and all of the amazing skills and things that we learn here, but like just as an individual going through my own personal transformation. I have stepped so, I thought I was a pretty honest, authentic person to begin with, but like I am in a space where now like I actually feel truly embodied for the first time probably ever. And it's an amazingly powerful feeling to be in a space where I feel safe and held enough and witnessed enough to let all those guards down. And I've been able to not just let them down here and in my professional life, but in my personal life too, with my husband, even in parenting, with my friends, and have been able to make these connections with others that I have previously not been able to really get into on a very deep and meaningful level where I should have been. And so I don't like to use that word should, but like there are some shoulds that are good. This is a good should. And so, you know, it's been a profoundly transformational experience being here. And there is literally no place like it. None, bar none.
Thank you for sharing that, Ginger. I was like, oh, I'm going to cry now.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
It's just so incredible to hear that that has been your experience. And that's how you feel. And that, you know, of course, that's always the sort of community we want to nurture inside of the castle walls is that feeling of family and closeness. So it's like tremendous that has impacted you in that way. And so coming back to what you were saying earlier about, you have all the certifications, you have all this like background and such a wealth of knowledge to draw from of your own. I'm so curious to know, what are you most excited about as you move forward into the cert? Cause you're in month 3 now, I think. Right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a long realms journey ahead of you.
Yes. Yes. So I'm excited for every little tidbit that comes, honestly, because every single thing that I have learned so far in this process, even just like between the live calls and the interaction with the TGs and the interaction with my coven mates and the transformational triads and all of these pieces, these small groups and these bigger experiences and things, like it literally is so multidimensional, which is unlike any other, again, unlike any other program that I've ever been in, because everything is like, there's an instructor and there's a group. And like, then you might do practicums and stuff, but it's like, there's not all these, you might do one group project, but there's not all these opportunities to have these small, you know, situations where you get to practice and you get to learn and you get to collaborate, you get to do all of these expansive things. And so every little tidbit is great. And, you know, you mentioned I have all these certifications that I came in here with all this knowledge. Let me tell you, like, I am still learning stuff that I have not learned before. Like, I am, even just in the coaching realm, I've been through a major coaching program before, and I've been through a psych degree and, you know, and advanced degrees, and I still am learning new things about this industry. I'm still learning new things about how to be an effective and transformational professional. And I have learned new tools in this space that I had before, but not in this way. Like there's again, multidimensionality here that doesn't exist elsewhere. And it's hard to explain, but like there are layers upon layers upon layers of things. And the fact that this particular certification really weaves in this marriage of science and spirituality is so key for me, because there is no other program that really does that. And that's me in a nutshell. Like, I am the sciencey nerd and the spiritual woo-woo girl, you know? So like those multidimensional pieces, that quantum experience is what I love about this process, because I'm getting to tap into these deep and mystical realms of experience and play, and also getting to learn the science behind all of that and evidence-based practice, and getting to marry all of that with my previous academic studies and integrate all of this. And it's really creating, it's helping me to create containers and create programs that I would probably not have been able to create with such fluency and such impact had I not gone through the program. Or I may have been able to come up with it, but like it would have taken a lot more time, or it may have been a little less congruent than it is having this space. So going forward, I'm really looking forward to the realms work. I love the framework of the realms and integrating that elemental stuff into how we like function just as people, but also as coaches, and looking at the elementals and looking at the archetypes, which I'm obsessed with. I'm working on my PhD right now in Jungian theory. And like the archetypes are like, so yummy. And so like, I love it. And I love how the realms and the taboo types really, really hone in on that. And I'm so looking forward to just getting into these proprietary blends of deliciousness because everything I've learned so far in four methods has been absolutely ridiculously expansive and beautiful and like, wowie, wow, wow. And so I can't wait to get into the individual realms and like really like dig into them instead of like being on the surface of those realms, skating around, looking into the depths and going, ooh, what's down there? Like, I cannot wait to dig into them. That's what I'm looking forward to most.
I love that. And for anybody who's brand new to the taboo world and hasn't listened to a single podcast episode, when we're talking about the realms, we mean that as part of the certification, basically trimester two is all about starting to really hone your unique and bespoke coaching toolkit. And the way that you do that is you choose one certification from each of the four dimensions of transformation. So there's the mental and mindset, there's the energetic and identity, there's the emotional and spiritual, and then there's the physical and somatic. So that way, when our practitioners graduate, they have a very multidimensional toolkit where they can really help anyone who comes to them with anything inside of their client session. So if you have more questions about that, let us know. But Ginger, do you have any idea which ones you're going to take yet? Or are there ones that you're eyeing? Like, I'm always like so curious to hear. And then I want to hear, like, you know, once you're completed from the program, I'd love to know what you actually chose and how you're using them. But for now, can you imagine like what you might take and maybe why?
Yeah. So I'm really struggling with my wind and chaos, the mindset, the mind, mental and mindset dimension, because I came in being pretty darn sure that I was going to take mind crafting because I am already certified in NLP. And while I know that the taboo version of that would be exponentially more amazing, I figured, hey, take something I'm not certified in. That's probably a better idea. Broaden my horizon. So I was pretty sure I was going to go with Minecrafting, but everybody is talking about chrono mapping as being this like amazing thing. And I've dabbled with other people in that practice. And I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I should take chrono mapping. So I don't know. I'm totally undecided with which of those I'm going to take, but I should probably hurry up and figure it out because I need to know by September. But I am leaning at this point in time to chrono mapping because it is something that is completely unique to the taboo. And I am, you know, there's a lot of things in Minecrafting that I love, like belief bridging and the coding recode method, which I've used something very similar in my own practice. And so like, but the embodiment piece with that from the taboo is like, so beautiful. So that I love, but I think at this point I'm leaning towards chrono mapping because it's something that I really can't get anywhere else. And it's something that's really like you said, it's something that's just really unique. And it's something that is really there's just something about it. It's very proprietary. It's very unique. And it's something that you can really only get here. So that's what I'm leaning towards in terms of that dimension.
I see that for you. I feel like that would be a really aligned choice, just given everything that you do. So I'm voting for that for you.
So I can definitely see how that one can work, like with my stuff that I do. Because I could take my coaching a little more like traditional and like weave that cosmic stuff into, or I could be really cosmic and like get into that space, and I really would like to do more of the magic. So now, as far as my flame, because I'm a windy witch, so I'm a flamey wind, and so my expression and identity piece, in terms of that dimension, I'm really struggling because that is probably like my wind and chaos and my flame and expression coding is so close, they basically overlap. And so I, which makes sense with the academic versus the party girl. So it totally makes sense that those are like right there in level perspective. But I'm like really struggling with that one. I have no idea what I'm going to take that realm. All of them look delightful and delicious and yummy, and I want all of them. So I may just decide to major in the whole thing.
I love it. And also, you have all of next month too. So for those of you listening and tuning in during the first trimester, that last month is really dedicated to helping you pave your own unique path and figure out like which one of these modalities you're going to choose, what aligns with what you're doing or what you really desire to be doing and supporting clients with. So we've got you, even if you're outside now, like we've got you, and you can also take them all. So, okay. Yep. Expression to be decided.
To be decided, because it all looks amazing. I don't know. If I had to pick one that I'm leaning, like if I, it's just like slightly towards, it's the archetypes. Because even though I'm doing the archetypes in the divination, so even though I'm doing a PhD program in that, like this perspective is so like, it's so deep and like amazing that I'm kind of like leaning towards that because I'm a total archetype junkie. So I do a lot of that work in my work. And so having that stronger base and just getting really, really like in it feels really aligned and good for me, but also the other stuff sounds so good too. So I may just major in flame and expression. That may happen. Now, as far as mist and depths and the emotional realm, I am kind of leaning towards Akashics, but there's also part of me that is leaning toward pleasurable exploration. And it's interesting, that's flame expression.
Forget
it. Move that back. that's also leaning towards, I want to speak on that for a second. Let's go up a second, because this is something that I did not have any interest in when I came into the taboo. The pleasurable sex exploration course, I didn't even look at it. I'm like, nope, not for me. I like shoved it off the table immediately, which was, I believe, a total trauma response on my part, because that's kind of where my trauma sits. Yeah. And so immediately I was triggered and I was just like, nope, we're not going there. Mm-mm, not for me. And being in this space with all this support and all of this expansiveness, and then learning more about the course and seeing that, okay, this really isn't about this. This isn't just about like this embodiment of like the feminine rewilding sexuality. It's really truly about polarity and energy space. And like, it goes into everything that you do, that you think, that you perceive. And so my whole perspective of that course completely changed to the point that now I'm actually really leaning in that direction, that or the architects, one of the two, because those two to me, like, I love that, but like, that was not even something I was considering coming in here. And now I'm like, oh, wait, like, okay, I want that now. I need that now. That sounds amazing now. And it sounds empowering now. And so, yeah, I just wanted to speak for a minute because, you know, I think that's an important piece is just, you know, that just kind of goes to show like where my own personal transformation is within this program and how I've been able to really step into my own healing process as well and like tackle some of those tough things that have really been putting me in a box and have not been allowing my flame and expression to really shine, even though that's part of my major part of my personality. And so, yeah, I just wanted to speak on that for a moment. So I think that's important for people coming in too, to know that like, there's a lot of personal growth in this program, not just professional.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that that's so beautiful and such a reflection of like the work that you're doing and not saying that you have to get to any place. Like even if you were in a space of like, no, I don't want to do that. And that doesn't feel aligned. Cool. Right. That's awesome as well. Like it doesn't, you know, but I think that that's really fascinating. And yeah, it is a very unique course in the sense that it's not, even though it's called pleasurable sex exploration, it's not overtly sexual and diving deeply into that. It is more about like the energetics, the polarity dynamics, etc. So
yeah,
that's cool. Okay. Then mist and depths.
Yeah. Yes. Mist and depths. So I'm sitting here trying to remember what all the mist and depths are, but
ready? Akasha field guidance, astral healing and adventures, and then emotional freedom techniques.
Right. So I know that I'm not going to take EFT because I've already done that. So again, a taboo version would be way more exciting and fun and amazing. But again, I wanted to go for something that like I wasn't necessarily already doing or have experienced before. So I'm leaning towards the astral adventures or the Akashics. And the Akashic kind of has my attention right now because I believe it would fit more with what I do. But that doesn't mean that that's going to be the only one I take. So, and then for the last portion, the physical and the somatic, matter and knowing section, I was pretty sold immediately on somatic sorcery. That one was the one that really pulled me in and like really had me by the heart from the second I walked in the door. And still does. Although the biology of manifestation is now looking kind of appealing to me. but I'm pretty sure I'm going to stick with the somatic sorcery. Like that's one because it lands in my wheelhouse with the sensory integration and the nervous system and working with the nervous system. And so that for me is probably the only solid course that I'm 100% sure that I'm going to take. So that's like the one that I know is going to be on the roster.
I love it. And I love that we're having people like listening to your thought process just so they can like, you know, be on the journey and figure out, oh, okay, that's interesting to consider. But yeah, I mean, I say to like Joe and Vicky and our team, I don't know how I would choose. So it's pretty evil that, you know, we only have four within, you know, the certification. Of course you can add more, but yeah, it's, but they're, you can't go wrong. Like that's the thing is like, they really so cool to see why people choose what they choose, but then also like you could choose the same four as me and the way that we're going to do it is going to be completely different, which is so fascinating. And I just love that, you know, that's like such a theme with our practitioners too, is they just take it and make it their own. I'm really excited to see where you go with this and can't wait to hear like fast forward into the future. What you share and what you choose.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm pretty excited about it. I cannot wait to really dig into it. I just recently started putting my stuff out for facilitation sessions and things. So been kind of making different things into my own little spicy version of whatever, and like kind of rolling with it. And it's been such a fun experience integrating everything I'm learning into what I do, and just spark after spark of ideas. And I'm, you know, starting a new program in 1 week, and I'm so excited for it. And it's like, I have never been this excited for something I've put out before. Like, I mean, I have been excited. I get excited about everything. I'm the excitement queen, but this is special. This is special because it creates a lot of what, you know, I've learned here. And it's just bringing it to another level entirely.
I love it. I love it. And I will do my best to sell you on Astral Adventures when the time comes. I'm like, that one was my favorite. I feel like I was like, everyone needs this one. It's so good. So, I mean, they're all so good, but it is. It's really hard to choose.
It is. It's so hard.
Yeah.
They're all amazing.
So kind of coming to a culmination with all this, and like having shared about how much you love the community and like what you're really looking forward to, like bringing this all to a place of like, what's your biggest confetti toss? Like, what is your biggest result so far? I know it's only been 3 months, but still.
My biggest confetti toss. Oh my gosh, I have so many. I have so many confetti tosses. I'm going to choose to toss glitter, though, because I'm more of a glitter girl than confetti. Gold glitter everywhere.
I love that. I'm with you.
Yes. So my glitter toss is just before I came into the taboo, I was doing my thing, and I would have like some really good months, and at least what were good months for me. And you know, I was like nowhere near these like huge, ridiculous, like 20K a month things. I was like, what? I was nowhere near that. But it felt good for me, you know, to get a couple clients, have a couple extra $100 in my bank account to help out with my family and like do things that we want to do. And it felt good, that I was doing that on my own. But, I think my biggest confetti / glitter toss would probably be that at this point, I started in May. So starting in April, when I kind of decided that I was doing this and I came out of that immersion, starting in April up to now, I have had, let's see, every single month has been a four-figure month, which for me is huge because that was never happening before, never. And I mean, I would have 0 months. I would have a good month and then 0 months and then a good month and then 0 months. But every single month has been not only four-figure, but it has been like 3 times my income. To the point where, you know, me and my partner are matching incomes. And that was something that I felt was totally out of reach for me. And it took me 1 month to hit that. 1 month it took me to hit that. And I have made ROI plus on this program, you know, doing like I've made my payment for the program every month and way over then some. And so like, that's probably my biggest glitter toss, but just having found soul aligned clients that are beautiful and wonderful, like just like the ideal, perfect, wonderful clients that I love working with, you know, creating programs that are so magical and so powerful, You know, because I was doing a lot of one-on-one stuff before, and I still do, but being able to create these group programs that feel so aligned and so powerful and so magical, and having that come out of my brain and out of my heart and, you know, be really in it and seeing the transformation that I'm able to walk my client through and the way that I'm able to support them that I was able to support them before, but like now it's like, I am really able to support them. Like I can hold space for clients now where before I could hold space, but like it didn't feel like I was in it enough, if that makes sense. Like I struggled with that emotional component because of my own stuff. And now I feel like I'm really able to like get in there and give this beautiful witness and support to my clients that I couldn't necessarily always give at max percent before. And, you know, that's huge because I'm in this for transformation. I'm in this for lifting other people up and for, you know, I like to muse myself as like the possibility ninja because I love to like find the possibilities, seek the possibilities that other people might miss and like help people to see where they might be missing something and just like take a closer look and get really curious and really excavate what their situation and their reality is and who they are and in their coding and like what strengths are really in there and find those possibilities that are hidden that they may not have been able to hold on to before, either because they couldn't see them or because they didn't think they deserved them. And so that really, me being able to see those things for myself now, things that I thought were out of reach, things that I couldn't necessarily see in the rubble, things that I couldn't, like, I wanted, but like couldn't imagine having, now I can imagine having. Now I can see it. And so being able to do that for myself and now be able to do that for my clients is just magical. Giant glitter toss, huge glitter toss, all the glitter, can't breathe, so much glitter. So that's my glitter toss.
Can't breathe, so much glitter. I love it. I love you. I am just so thrilled that you said yes, this journey, so honored. And I'm so excited to see where it goes because you really are just in the beginning, but it's just so amazing too, to just hear your wins, your celebrations, your personal transformations, and you know, how that ripples out to your clients as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And everyone stay tuned to hear what Ginger chooses for her Transformation Cauldron, aka Coaching Toolkit. We'll be updating you for sure. And Ginger, where can people find you to learn more about you, your programs, and just hang out with you?
Well, that is a work in progress.
Perfect.
You can find me, my main spaces are honestly my Facebook timeline because I'm a pretty open one there and that's pretty much where I hang out. I also have an Instagram at The Real Ginger Nicole, and which probably that handle will be changing soon. but that's, you can find me on Instagram and in my stories, that's pretty much where I hang out the most. But I am working on a website. It is not done yet, but it's coming. It's in the works. And also you will soon be able to find me on a podcast, which is in the works as well. So those two things are, I'm teasing those things. But for now, you can find me on Instagram at The Real Ginger Nicole, and you can find me on Facebook. It's Ginger Nicole Amato is my name on Facebook. And I also have a free community on Facebook called The Magical Eclectic, magical with ACK. And so you can find me there and you can do all sorts of fun things in that community. So that's where you can find me for now.
Perfect. Amazing. And I think that's just a beautiful example. You do not need a website to be doing your business, getting clients and all that. So you get to do this however you want. And even though one's on its way, it is not necessary. So yay for being a stan for doing however the fuck you want to do them, essentially. Yep. I love that. Amazing. Thank you so much, Ginger. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.